Hi, my name is Etienne Xiong, and I'm going to read the article What This Election Means for PHS Students, written by Aniya Karamanal and Arna Dharmavirappu, and published in the opinion section of the September 2024 issue of The Tower. This election season has a tendency to contribute to our stress, whether it be the Instagram comment sections littered with inflammatory comments, the outspoken family members who are suddenly political pundits, or the relentless news coverage dissecting each and every rally and debate, ideological friction emerges all around us. These constant reminders of political divisions often turn classrooms and dinner tables to battlegrounds of us versus them, forcing people to vigorously attack and defend to protect their values, often closely tied to their candidate of choice. Clearly, Harris versus Trump is the resounding and ever-present conflict that seemingly defines the current extremely polarized environment. The 2024 presidential race, with its focus on this political division, shows a concerning trend regarding the disintegration of professionalism. Instead of engaging in essential debates about these policies, much of the conversation has been dominated by sensationalism and personal attacks. This shift away from professionalism and logical debate significantly undermines our ability to make informed decisions, ones based on policies of the candidates, not social media posts. Since the next administration's stance on vital issues like financial aid and student loans will have real consequences for us as students, it's critical to focus on these policy issues rather than getting caught up in all the drama online. Vice President Harris and former President Trump have each spoken considerably on their diametrically opposed educational policies. A Harris administration will entail substantially higher funding for public education, broader support for clean energy education, and widespread expansion of financial aid. In contrast, Trump's ardent advocacy of dismantling the Department of Education, promoting personal school choice, and relaxing environmental regulations would lead to substantial changes in education standards and the overall allocation of resources. At a time when tuition costs are skyrocketing, the candidates' policies on financial aid and student loans will directly impact the accessibility and affordability of higher education for PHS students. Given that PHS is a public school, a Harris administration would mean more funding for our school. Additionally, Harris's history of supporting student loan forgiveness would likely continue if she's elected and make potential student loans less worrisome for seniors in the midst of the college application process. A second Trump administration would mean less funding for PHS, or, judging by a previous vow to cut funding for schools with vaccine mandates, maybe even no funding at all, as our school district requires students to have several different vaccines. Although most PHS students can't vote yet, that doesn't mean we are powerless. As young people heading into adulthood, our opinions are valued, and our passion has the ability to influence the world around us. Whether it's by speaking at district board meetings, knocking doors for a candidate, or bridging political gaps through open conversations, our age group plays a key role in shaping and depolarizing the political landscape of our country. Our voices matter, and our involvement can help bridge the gaps in this politically divided society, which helps contribute to a more inclusive and responsive environment for all.